Barry police continue to say there are no new details to be released and no arrests have been made in connection to an ongoing bomb investigation, which began several months ago on Ann Street. Barry Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon tells Barry Today they are waiting for reports from the Center of Forensic Sciences in Toronto in regards to evidence submitted for examination. And that just takes time, he said. Unless there is something that glaringly presents itself and has a potential to be linked to something else, then that may give us a starting point, but to the best of my knowledge they don't have anything concrete they can pursue right now until those examinations are complete. Emergency crews were called to a parking lot at 108A Ann Street N, near the bridge over Highway 400, shortly before 3 a.m. on September 27, 2023. An improvised explosive device, IED, had been placed around the gas cap area of a white SUV in the lot. The device had exploded, damaging surrounding vehicles, prior to emergency crews arriving. It remains unclear whether the incident was targeted or a random act. No information about a possible suspect, including a description, has been released by investigators. The day after the bombing, Leon told Barry Today that investigators had the option available to use the services of the Center of Forensic Sciences to help get to the bottom of what happened. The center conducts scientific investigations in cases involving injury or death in unusual circumstances and in crimes against persons or property, as described on its website. They utilize specialized forensic examination and analysis. At the time of the blast, Ontario Provincial Police's Urban Search and Rescue, USAR, unit, as well as the chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear, CBRNE, response team, were on scene assisting with the Barry investigation. No serious injuries were reported. The investigation continues. Click here to see a video of the explosives disposal unit detonating what is believed to be a fragment of the initial device.